Yo. What's up? I'm doing my first space, my first Twitter space. I'm hoping to catch you guys with your pants up, meaning I hope I catch your attention. I don't mean to catch you off guard with the divorce, porn, and weed headers. But it needed to be done. No, I am not getting a divorce. No, I am not a porn addict. And no, I am not high as fuck right now. I am not. But I want to talk about these three major topics that are on my mind, and I'm sure everyone else's mind. All the time. These are important topics. Divorce. Seems like every time you turn around, somebody's getting divorced. My town's so small that you can hear somebody getting divorced. Porn. Do you watch it? And why do you watch it? How often do you watch it? Do you find yourself engineering your day so that way you can fit porn into your schedule? And the same thing with marijuana, weed, ganja, cannabis, medicine, medicinal, whatever people want to call it. Like porn, do you find yourself trying to engineer it into your routine daily, bi-daily? Weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, bi-monthly, holidays. How do you engineer these vices? And how are all these vices related to mixed martial arts? I will tell you. I will tell you that and more for about the next 15 minutes. It's halftime between the Patriots and the Falcons. I am a Jets, Mets, Knicks, Islanders, and fan of combat sports. Funny story about my combat sports origin. I became fascinated with this sport ...2009, 2010. I was introduced to it, the Ultimate Fighter 1, Forrest Griffin, Diego the Nightmare Sanchez. Oh my word, I love those guys. 2005, 2006. I remember Spike TV used to play the marathons. My sister, thank God for my sister. She gets all the credit in the world for getting me into the sport. She had it on in the background, and she allowed me to watch, I don't know, 12 straight episodes on a, it might have been sunny out. I was going to say it was cold and windy and rainy, and that's why I had to stay inside and binge watch The Ultimate Fighter 1 and 2. But no, I think it was beautiful out, but she understood that I was hooked. And I couldn't get enough. It captivated my attention and kept my focus. And then 4 years later, after Bobby Parnell, John Neese, Daniel Murphy. It was a shit show in Queens, in Flushing, the Mets. I gave that team everything. And by everything, I mean my attention. And my attention, to me, is valuable, at least. I gave that team so much freaking attention from 2004 to 2010. Now, I've been a Mets fan since the 90s. But when I'm talking watching religiously, 2004 to 2010. Why the change? 2010? Three letters.
MMA.
And more specifically, the UFC. Just a decade ago was when people were still saying, do you train UFC? I mean, I did try to train UFC. I did. I walked in there 2008 to an MMA gym. I think it was Jamie Varner's gym out in Long Island, Selden, New York. Shout outs to Brian Kelleher. But I walked into that gym, got my ass beat, and I loved it. I was hooked. But I wasn't reeled in completely to train yet. What reeled me in was watching an illegal stream of UFC 101 in Philadelphia, headlined by BJ Penn and Kenny Florian. And co-headlined by Anderson Silva. You are super. Because he put out a super-duper Matrix-like performance against Forrest Griffin. I walked into my first BJJ gym, Maxim Jiu-Jitsu. Signed up and got my ass kicked till I earned a blue belt. So my point of all that is my attention is valuable. And MMA reciprocated my attention by paying me back with confidence, life skills, people skills, obviously the physical arts. Now it's paid me back with a career, a job from CBS to NBC, as well as the Believe Network. Why am I wasting all this fucking time watching the Jets? Why can't they figure it out? I joked with my brothers and with my brother-in-law. I said, my fandom is up for grabs. I'm a free agent when it comes to my fandom. I might even become a Patriots fan. I'm done wasting time with this Jets team who can't figure it out. Zach Wilson, sure, play him. Okay, he gets hurt. There's some success with Mike White. Let's play. You're not going to play him. You're going to play Joe Flacco? Joey Bag of Donuts? Are you kidding me? You're wasting my time playing Joe Flacco. It's bullshit. And on that note, we have our first requested listener. Now, this is my first space. Bear with me. Slate 19088. Hope you don't mind me yelling out your handle. Has disappeared. And again, guys, I will take your calls, or excuse me, I will take your spaces. All you space cadets out there, feel free to raise your hand. I will answer your space. You got to... Do I say users? We're taking users? But yes. I consider myself a man of the people. I feel that I have my hand on the pulse of the people, especially for the people in MMA Twitter. Now, I will do my best, and I believe I'm pretty damn good, to weave everything back to mixed martial arts. So, out of the three topics that are headlined in this space, divorce, porn, and weed, let's start with porn. Mr. Ariel Helwani had his first pornography star, Kendra Lust, on his show. By the way, the Patriots are up 13-0. If they shut out the Falcons, I might be a Patriots fan. I have the Mac Jones jersey in my cart on Amazon. Sorry to get sidetracked, but it's ridiculous what's going on with the Jets. Kendra Lust, who is not a big fan of her work? How is she related to MMA? Why is she on the biggest mixed martial arts show in the world? Why is she talking Ariel Helwani? Or Helwani? Because he's changed since he left ESPN. And I don't believe people change. I believe they grow. I believe everybody is a trunk of a tree. That's who you are. Where your branches grow, where everything leans towards with certain breezes or storms, that's who you can morph into, but you don't change. Ariel Helwani has always watched porn, has always been a big fan of Kendra Lust, who does a podcast with Julia Marquez. Check it out. It's dirty. It's fighty. It's gritty. It's great. I literally just discovered it 2 days ago, and then I see her on Helwani. I'm like, hubba, hubba, hubba. I did have the pleasure to conversate with Lisa Ann, the legend, who's on with my boy, Greg Leonard. Every Friday on ESPN Chattanooga. I don't think Kendra Lust is going to be a regular thing on the Helwani show. As much flack co that she will bring to the show, people will get tired. And people get tired of it already. I see the comments on the Helwani show. People are acting like it's just taboo. I think porn stars and fighters have the craziest occupations. No clothes on. You're in there with another dance partner. You have to perform to your highest ability in front of what will be millions of people watching online, digitally. And you have to stay relevant. It's the entertainment business. Now, which one was I talking about? MMA or UFC specifically? Or porn? My goodness, I cannot wait for MMA to be in the Olympics. And again, I'm going to try to do this. Raise your hand. No, this is literally a guy named Dude. We're recording, by the way, dude. This is Dude who is listening. I appreciate you for joining the recorded space. This is my first space. I'm going to try to make this a regular thing. And Dude has peaced out. But I can't wait for MMA to be in the Olympics. And I'm very thankful that Khabib is doing his best to get it in the Olympics. Down the road, maybe in 10 years, 15, 20 years, I think Khabib will have done as much for mixed martial arts as Conor McGregor. And people are like, oh, what has Conor done? What has Conor? I know this is a tough time for McGregor. With the in the cage stuff, the out of the cage stuff. But you have to respect the man for what he's done for our sport. Conor McGregor. If it wasn't for Conor McGregor. Oh, we have another listener. CJ, this is recorded, by the way. I'm going to try to turn this into a podcast of some sort if you'd like to chime in about divorce, porn, weed, and how it all relates to MMA or any other current event in mixed martial arts. Feel free, brother. I roll with the punches. This is my first space. I don't know if you have to raise your hand or you have to request. I promise I will stop badgering people about what to do and what not to do. But if you want to, if you have anything to chime in about, feel free. I'm paying attention. But I'm going to roll on with my point about McGregor needs to be respected. Yeah, he's dealing with a whole bunch of out-of-the-cage bullcrap that's been his MO, let's see, since, I don't know, you could say the press conferences are out-of-the-cage stuff with Nate Diaz when he's throwing a monster energy drink, when he's holding a chair above Eddie Alvarez's heads. I guess that can count as out-of-the-cage stuff. But I'm talking about him smashing somebody's phone, which did qualify for grand larceny because it was an iPhone 11 at the time or something, iPhone 10, and it was worth over $1,000, which is crazy that a phone can cost that much. But yes, he smashed somebody's phone. He did punch an old guy. There is no hearsay. There is no fake news in that headline. He literally did punch an old guy. There is video of it. All signs point in his videos that he's smoking marijuana. And again, I don't have a problem with that if you can control it. Like porn, weed as well, alcohol, if you can control it. I don't think McGregor can control it. I don't think anybody's telling him no. A DJ who's literally hired to play the music for the night, can't do his job. McGregor has to make the club setting his setting. And now, has anybody noticed that McGregor, leading up to the Cowboy Cerrone fight, in a sit-down interview with Ariel Helwani, I believe that's the last interview he's done where he's wearing like athletic apparel. Everything prior, everything post has been suits. He's got a suit line. I understand that. But in that interview, his quote-unquote words, he said he hasn't had a drink in 3 or 4 months. And if you guys remember, UFC 229, Khabib McGregor, the Vegas, the big one, 2.4 million pay-per-view buys. Oh, my goodness. September 29th. I was at the press conference in Radio City when McGregor, no, he didn't get Khabib to drink with him because he's Muslim, people. If Connor didn't know that, God bless him. No pun intended there. But McGregor was toasting with Dana White 7 days before the fight. He's drinking. How did that performance go? I mean, I guess you give him credit. He lasted to the seventh round. Okay. Okay. But then when you hear quotes from his Morpheus, yes, I'm calling him Neo. Big Matrix fan, by the way. His Morpheus, John Kavanaugh, who has me blocked on Twitter. Because of this, I was very frustrated with McGregor. No, I did not bet on McGregor. I'm not a betting man. But I picked McGregor. The first fight I did not pick McGregor to win was UFC 264. No freaking joke. I picked him since Dennis Seaver to win. I'm his biggest fan. I picked him against Floyd. Mike Coppinger, who I believe works for ESPN now, during the McGregor-Mayweather press conference, and there's a media luncheon. I go, guys, I think McGregor is going to win a decision. Lance Palmer, Mike Coppinger, LA Times, ESPN, they almost threw up their turkey sandwich. They say, you think McGregor's going to even make it 12? I said, yeah. I go, I think he'll at least make it to the 12th round, at least. He made it to the 10th. Not bad. But a lot of people thought he was going to get dusted. No pun intended there either. A lot of people thought he was going to get dusted in the first, second, third, or fourth round against Floyd. People underestimated him. Now, I believe that's the height of the McGregor era. You could say it's the double championship win, UFC 205, MSG, the first Madison Square Garden event, the first UFC event in New York City. McGregor headlines, wins a second belt after the whole year with Nate Diaz, the back-and-forth rivalry. I think the peak was fighting Floyd and getting paid, setting the precedent that if you talk the talk and walk the walk and back it up, you can be the number one athlete in the world. So I think the peak of it was Floyd. I mean, it hasn't been an easy go. His only win was against Donald Cowboy Cerrone. And what did he do in that fight leading up? He did not drink. And he respected his opponent. He hasn't done that since. Again, guys, my name is Ike Feldman. I love this sport. I train this sport. I'm going to try my best to give you guys unfiltered takes. Take your requests. Anything you want to say, just chime in. I promise I'm not too rough around the edges. I do have a wife of 7 years, so I am able to get along with somebody at least. And my dog's laying underneath me right now. Feel free to talk, add something. I don't know if you could chat in this. I don't know if they've added. This is my first Twitter space. I think it can be cool. I think it can be useful. I'm recording this, by the way. Be careful, CJ. Be careful, Billy. Anything you say or do will be posted on my podcast page. But back to McGregor. Yeah. I mean, he's the greatest salesman since Muhammad Ali in combat sports. Of course he's in shape. Of course he looks fit. His arms are huge. That's all he could do. Watch porn, smoke weed, and avoid a divorce. Now, I do respect that he's been with the same lady for a long time. It's probably a decade or so. I'm a really big fan of that. Now, they can't get a divorce because I don't think they're married. I don't know if that's an Irish thing or something. I said brother-in-law at the start of this. He's Irish. He's been dating my sister. He's got a kid with my sister. God bless them. I hope they have more kids. But like McGregor, didn't pull the trigger. Is that an Irish thing? I don't know. Is it an Irish thing? I know that McGregor has been with the same chick for a while, and I do respect it. And I'm sure they've got into it because McGregor is in the spotlight. Everybody wants a piece of him. But I do respect that he can avoid separating from the woman that's been by his side since day one. Go watch the documentary Notorious on Netflix. It's excellent. Spoiler alert. She's been with him since he was a featherweight, skinny bone, numbnuts. And I respect that. Where does McGregor go from here? I don't know. I like the RDA fight as a possibility. There is some beef there. There is no fucking way that he deserves another crack at Dustin Poirier. Even if Poirier loses. Now, I'm picking Dustin Poirier to win UFC 269. I like his boxing. He's looked pretty good in the grappling department. He is no Khabib. He is no Charles Oliveira. But I think he can survive. And I think he's strong enough. And I think he has enough in the gas tank to survive. To help that survival. I would love for Dustin Poirier to win. God bless him if he wants to retire. He's earned it. He could smoke weed. He can watch porn. But that man is never getting a divorce. He's been with the same chick for like 15 years. Go watch the documentary Fightville with Dustin Poirier. Go watch. It's excellent. That woman's a saint. She dealt with his broke ass for years. Stayed by his side. And he stayed true to himself, and he's still true to himself. If I had a soundboard connected to this Twitter space, I would play the drop, "You could kiss my whole asshole." Oh my goodness. He was spitting words at that post-fight in the cage interview with Joe Rogan. It was excellent. Karma's not a bitch, it's a mirror. Woo! Hot damn! Hot diggity damn! I love you, Dustin. And I love you, Chuck Oliveira. I do. I don't want to fight the end. I don't want to see a winner. I don't want to see a loser. Because they're both winners. They both fought in a smaller weight class. And now they're all-time greats in the lightweight division. It's unbelievable. It's an unbelievable fight. It's been my fight of the year. And I said if John Jones and Francis Ngannou does not happen, Dustin Poirier versus Charles Oliveira is my fight of the year. Holy moly. A lot of people, and Whitaker Adesanya, if that was this year, that would have been close. That would have been close. For pure martial arts, Poirier, Oliveira, Whitaker, Adesanya. Now he's going to be saying, can Joe Lust. Francis Ngannou, John Jones, the pure martial artists of the sport, they don't sell the best. Izzy's pretty good. Izzy sells well. But I'm telling you, everybody who's picking the Colby Covington versus Usman fight as a better fight on paper than Charles Oliveira and Dustin Poirier, crazy. Colby is limited. Charles Oliveira is constantly growing and improving. Dustin Poirier is sharpening his blade. True martial artists. I think if Colby didn't waste so much damn time promoting the fight and focusing on the fight, maybe he'd win one of the two. And look at that. Because he wasted so much time promoting it, it got him the title fights. Apparently, the rumor was that he was going to be cut before the Damian Maia fight. He was undefeated. What? You're going to cut him? What? Because they can't figure it out? This is why I can't wait for mixed martial arts to be in the Olympics. No promotion. No prize fighting. Fighting for their country. For free. So you know they care. Wait till MMA becomes boxing in terms of strategy, long-term goals, and in the cage action. I believe we are in the golden era of mixed martial arts. We're halfway through the golden era of mixed martial arts. We're at the top of the mountain of this golden era for MMA. Trust me. Trust me. Thank God for Conor McGregor for putting us on his back for years. About 5 years to be exact. 2015, 2016 to 2020, 2021. That was the McGregor era. Holy moly. Dennis Seaver, Chad Mendes, Jose Aldo, Dustin Poirier, Max Holloway, Marcus Brimage, poor Marcus Brimage. Nate Diaz, Eddie Alvarez, Khabib, Floyd Mayweather, Cowboy Cerrone, Dustin Poirier. Holy moly. And I said all that without mentioning 2016. One of the wildest years in mixed martial arts history. The pay-per-views off the charts. UFC 207, UFC 200, UFC 196, UFC 202, 203, 204, 201 was Woodley knocking out Lawler. Not that much pub, you know. Even in the best year, not every single pay-per-view can be over a million buys. Poor Woodley. Fast forward now, past all the bullshit, the garbage, the trash talk, the promotion, the press conferences, and here we are. Here we fucking are. MMA, my favorite sport, is on the biggest sports platform in the world. No, not the Octagon. ESPN. Yeah. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Guys, hit me up on Twitter at Ike Feldman. Follow my show. I'm going to try to do this every Thirsty Thursday. Try to get going around the halftime point of the football game. Ironically, the score has not changed since I started recording this. It is still 13-0 Patriots. I am still a Jets fan, even though I hinted at the beginning. I was on the fence. I have removed the jersey, the Mac Jones jersey, out of my cart. Happy No Shave November, everybody. Stay cool, stay positive, stay friendly. Don't get a divorce. Don't watch that much porn and don't smoke that much marijuana. Be productive. Show your lover you care. Two birds, one stone. No, that's not a name of a porno. That is a strategy you could do to better your life. If you stop watching porn, maybe you'll improve your marriage. Two birds, one stone.